Back in July, many of you may have been watching MasterChef on BBC, and you will have seen Amar Latif become their first blind contestant. Did Amar get as far as he thought he would? Well, we thought we would catch up with him to find out. Amar, how was it?
It was brilliant, thanks, Aunt Alan. It was terrifying, but it was so much fun too.
It was amazing. Even what I noticed was a lot on social media. People at first were kind of thinking, how is a blind guy going to take part in MasterChef? And as the series went on, they went, well, that's how he does it. So it was quite an eye-opener.
I was lucky enough to get a lot of coverage. So in the Daily Mail, there was a whole article about me being the first blind contestant on Celebrity MasterChef. And a lot of the comments were so negative. It was just people's preconceptions. They were thinking, how can you get a blind person in a kitchen? Surely this is just absolutely ridiculous. It's the BBC ticking boxes. And you're right. As soon as the program aired and the penny was clicking, oh, that's how you do it when you're blind. You've got your adaptive stuff. You can, hear and smell and through all that, they could see that I was doing it. And then all the comments after the show were just so positive.
Watching some of the episodes, I mean, you did everything from it was a vegetarian curry to burgers. It's quite a mix. And they suddenly turn around and tell you, right, this is what you're going to make, something along these lines. Go get your ingredients. And I sat there thinking, how on earth is he going to go, right, I'm going to make this and then go to it? It sounded very fast paced. I know there's a lot of editing involved, but it sounded really full on.
No, it is very, very fast paced, and that's the terrifying bit. So there were certain bits where we didn't even know we were making something in particular. So it was like, okay, so it's, takeaway challenge. You've got the ingredients and stuff that's there, and you have to choose. And by the time, like, I went there, and the person that was being my eyes and described stuff, this has taken everything. I got left with beef. Like, no, this is not fair. I was heading for the fish, but it got taken away. Yeah, it was hugely challenging. They're so strict on the time, and it's kind of good that you don't get extra time. You don't want people to say, oh, he's blind and he did so well because he got extra time. It was a terrifying experience, but it's one that I grew into because I couldn't cook that well, and I really pushed myself. I gave it 150%.
For me, I think the most on the edge of the seat one, I think, was the semi-finals when I kind of thought he's out. I know this could be the end of it.
Yeah, well, I thought I was going to be out on the first one, when they did the first testing. So we had to go to the market and pick up some ingredients. And I smelled basil, and it took me back to, when we take travelized groups out to Italy, we sometimes go to traditional Tuscan farmhouses where we sometimes cook a little bit, or they cook for us. And it just took me back to that. So I was thinking, right, something Italian. And then when there was chicken there and there was pasta there, I thought, right, okay, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do something with all those because I have traveled so much. For the last 15, 16 years, I used to go on 15 holidays a year, leading groups of blind and sighted people. And, what part of traveling is experiencing the cuisine. And, that has really, really helped me as well. So it kind of made me a bit more confident in terms of, being aware of different types of food.
In terms of the things you used, kind of accessible technology, if you like, do you think it was good that the sighted viewers got to see that as well? They could see, oh, I didn't know you could get, scales that talked, or I didn't know you could get these measuring cups that evolved tactile and things like that.
Absolutely. I think that was amazing. It showed able-bodied people exactly how we as blind people live our lives. And that's what's brilliant about television and about radio. It shows the masses what can be done. And when the unemployment rate amongst blind people is just so incredibly high, 66% of blind people of the working age unemployed, employers, they don't know. I don't think it's about blame or anything. I think it's just a bit of ignorance. And sometimes when you're blind and people say that you can't do things, like they have done in my life all the time, a lot of decent blind people will probably think, yeah, I probably can't. And so that kind of creates the situation that we've got. So when people watch the different types of equipment that I'm using, see how I'm interacting with a sight guide, and see how I'm actually putting together brilliant food. I mean, It looked good, actually, and I can say that, you know, putting my modesty to one side for a second, you know, I'm up against sighted chefs, and one of the things that I thought I wouldn't be able to do was make my food look good. And the thing that, because I thought I couldn't make my food look good, and the sighted folk, they didn't even think about that because it wasn't on their mind. It meant that I was in a better chance of making my food look decent, you know? And John and Greg were like, wow, you know, you've done it well. And so I had little techniques up my sleeve for doing that.
There's a lot of work that goes into convincing employers, if you like, and the public about the abilities of blind people. But do you think that can sometimes be a bit sterile? Do you think we need more blind people on TV doing things like this, so just everyone can sit and go, oh, that's how it works. I didn't know that that could happen. Is that a better way to educate people?
I think so. Having diverse people on media is actually really, really important. You know, whether you're blind, in a wheelchair, Asian, ethnic, whatever, you need to reflect the audience. And I think this is really, really important. And yeah, the upside is that people can see that we're all human and, you know, we're all getting on with life. And just because you're blind doesn't mean that you can't do anything. And I always think that with a bit of humour, you know, you can just level the playing field easily. You know, you can disarm uptight sighted folk. You know, they don't know exactly what words to use. So I'm absolutely against all the blind politically correct mob. I mean, this is just me, like, using the right terminology. You must say this, you must say that. You're making people anxious. They don't want to talk to us anymore because they feel that they might say the wrong thing. So when sighted folk come on our travelized trips, you know, we train them on guiding blind people. And we say, look, you know, if you say the wrong thing, if you say, did you watch that program last night or look over there? Yeah, we can just have a laugh about it, you know. And then, you know, we've all been dragged across the street by an old lady and she said, are you all right, love? And then you say, yeah, I'm okay, but I didn't want to cross the road in the first place, you know. And you can have a little laugh about it, you know. And I think with humour, you can teach people so, so much. And I think that's really, really important.
And you do have, as you say, the vehicle there of the Travelize Holidays to do that. People in those kind of environments. I suppose the holidays are on hold now. Are you back next year with Travelize?
Even though we can't travel at the moment because of social distancing, we've asked all of our travellers to send us information about, you know, some of the great memories from trips. And we've just been flooded with all these memories. So even though we can't physically travel, I think we can still travel in our minds and bring to the forefront those beautiful images that we've had travelling to beautiful places with wonderful people, you know, making friendships for life. And I think that's incredible. And that's one thing no one can take away from you is, you know, the memories that you create from these trips.
Amar, we'll look forward to your next project. In the meantime, though, thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.